Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Soho Theatre and welcome to Mr. Game Show. And please welcome to the stage the host of Mr. Game Show. It's your host, it's Mike Wozniak, it's Mr. Game Show! Hello! Welcome. Welcome. Thank you. Welcome to Mr. Game Show. Where the answer is show business, and the question is...
There's no business like...
Right. What? Anything else? I mean, I'm workshopping it, basically. The catchphrase thing has been a disaster from start to finish with this whole process. I was thinking, what's... Where the answer is show business, and the question is...
What is show business?
What's the biggest scam? Bloody hell, mate. I think it's probably time to move on from the old catchphrase... thing. I think we can all sort of, you know, yeah, I mean, that's just a failure, isn't it? Early doors failure. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. And why don't we welcome to the stage my superb and wonderful assistant. It's Diane Morgan, ladies and gentlemen. Here she comes. Radiance. Madame Show Business herself. All glossy and keen. And we're gonna boost this bit of the show, aren't we, Diane? And you're gonna tell me, tell us a nicer, light, amusing anecdote, perhaps from your
show.
I thought it's the sort of thing that we might do. Sort of showbiz anecdote or a bon mot, something.
I don't know. I just think, what's the fucking point? You know, we're all just sort of. Hurtling through space, aren't we, on a gigantic ball?
But what a ball! Diane Morgan, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you want me to introduce the guests?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our
you
first.
Know that.
What?
What? Nothing. Just. Yeah.
Our first guest tonight. First guest tonight is Justin Edwards, who is the face of the clothing brand Big and Long. He once killed a man with his bare hands. The government is in talks to replace Trident with him. Justin Edwards!
Thank you. Very good.
Look at the size of him.
Wait, he's here for his audio today, Dan, remember that.
Pardon?
It's a podcast. He's here for the...
Oh, right, he's big.
He sounds
Do you want
normal.
Me to describe
sounds...
him?
No, no, I... I think he probably wants us to steer away from that.
Okay.
He's a tall man. He always comes up. Just, you know, just give him a break.
Okay. Our second guest tonight is Izzy Sutty. Izzy Sutty is a small puppet animal from the 1970s. She's kindly taken time out from her impending court case to be on the show. Izzy Sutty!
Welcome, Justin. Welcome, Izzy. Diane, tell us what the prize is for tonight, please.
Our prize tonight is breast milk storage bags.
Right.
Well, I could have done with those about 6 months ago. Yeah. I've stopped breastfeeding.
You've had a... How much do they cost, Diane? Because you've got quite a substantial budget. You've got a four-figure budget for the prizes.
It's 99p.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not asking you what that cost. I can tell that's... I'm asking where the bunny's gone. It was going to be some white goods, wasn't it?
Yeah, they've gone.
Right, let's move on to our first proper question round. It's time for Captain Knowledge.
Aye, Captain Knowledge. Do you know facts to the level of a captain? Can you tell a vicar from a Royal Navy chaplain? Are you the colonel of facts or the sergeant of fools? It's rather super tricky if you went to homeschool.
Captain Knowledge.
No one should be educated exclusively by their parents. Who will be Captain Knowledge?
Ridiculous.
Is he? Jingle feedback?
I could imagine that being played in a Mexican restaurant.
That's exactly the vibe I'm going
yes,
for.
Yes, and I thought that it maybe repeated Captain Knowledge one time too many.
Yeah.
Oh, where? Which bit? At the end?
Oh, no, the eighth time.
The eighth time?
Yeah.
Eight? The rule of eights.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
All right, well, thank you. Captain Knowledge, in which we ask you questions and you answer them. Get it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Either way, you need a buzzer. We don't have buzzers. We use the audience's buzzers here. So Izzy's side of the room, you'll be Izzy's buzzer. Justin's side, you'll be Justin's buzzer. Izzy, would you like to go first and make your buzzer?
Okay, I'd like them to create a noise based on the noise that you make just before
God, this is tense.
If you were due to marry someone and on the morning you realised you weren't going to marry them, the noise you would make in your head just before you told them at the altar with like their grandmother who was dying.
Let's see. Let's stick your arm in the air and see what they come up with.
Okay.
Happy
I like
with
the
that?
Fact you raised your arm as well. Just so yeah. I'm with you. Great. That surpassed my expectations.
It's a strong buzz. Justin, create your buzzer, please.
Just the noise of a horse.
Okay, stick your arm in the air. Let's see if it works, see if they know what that is. They do.
Not easier. No, all this sort of internal guilt.
All this backstory stuff. All right, okay, fingers on buzzers / arms ready to launch into the air. Okay, first question. Oh, no, you've got to choose categories of questions. You can choose. You can have the life and times of Buster Keaton, the manufacture of French coins between 1975 and 85, or things beginning with P.
Yes.
Any strong preference, either of you? Choose it as a
I'm
pair.
I'm good on all of those. I've got
good
no.
on all of those. Susie, you want to?
Yeah, I'd like things beginning with P.
Okay, well, you're in luck.
Okay.
Okay, first question. What P lives in my great auntie Margaret's cottage in the New Forest? Justin.
I butted into something. I was going to say pubic lice, and then I heard the bit about. I just stopped at your great auntie.
I mean, I don't know. You might be. I'll give you a point because you might be right. I don't know. I mean, she'll be asleep by now. I'll have to check after the show. But,
if I can then go back to the... Well, how did the question end?
It was, what pea lives in my great auntie Margaret's cottage in the New Forest?
A polecat.
Polecat is not a polecat, no.
Oh, okay. Well, it'd be a pony then.
It's not a pony.
A New Forest pony?
It's not a pony, no. Wow. They live outside.
So they begin with P, New Forest.
It begins with P. It chucks stuff about.
Pug?
It's not a pug, no. They're not very known for their throwing pugs, are they?
Prince.
It's a
not
prince.
Prince either.
No, Prince the singer.
Prince oh, the yeah. singer. I'm just going to give you. It's a poltergeist, so we'll give you a point for Prince though. Which P was bitten by a radioactive spider and became Spider-Man?
Nay!
Peter Parker.
Justin. Peter Parker is the right answer.
Yes, go Team Horse.
Bonus, what proportion of people who are bitten by radioactive spiders simply don't bother to put the hours in mastering all that spider web stuff? Instead of sort of getting good enough to swing from building to building, they might just sort of use it to, like, you know, get a can of soup from a high shelf or something.
Is this still begin with P?
No.
Oh. Oh,
just a percentage.
Yeah.
Just the amount.
74.
It's higher than that. Higher than 74. Justin.
75.
I'm going to give you a point for it. That is higher than 74%. Yeah. It's 98%. Peter Parker, very much the Jessica Ennis of the radioactive spider bite scene. Which silent P word best describes your opponent? Justin.
Penis man.
Okay. Do you spell penis also with a silent P before the main P? Is that how you spell it?
Yes.
And then you pronounce
it. And that can be
P.
both the compliment and an insult.
It was both a compliment. Which were you using as tonight?
Insult, but I might use it as a compliment later.
Oh, right.
Not like that, but, you know.
Okay.
If we end up getting on and, like, forming an allegiance, okay, it'll be penis man.
So at the
moment, it's penis man. No. Yeah.
Okay, guess the P. The film Ghost showed the world that a man and a woman can have a smashing time if they get together and stroke a... Justin.
Potter's Wheel.
That's right. That's right.
I do that. I don't. No.
Next question. Which P has got a fly upon its nose?
Peter Rabbit.
Got a buzz in.
Peter Rabbit has a fly upon
its
nose.
I think you should be penalised for that.
Why?
What? Do I get an extra point for saying he flipped and he flopped till the fly flew away?
Do you have to ask Diane?
No.
With which P do I address my father? Justin.
Sorry, I was going to say penis again, and I thought it's not. It's not fair. Pater.
Is right. And at the end of that round, Diane, the scores are.
Justin has 7 points. Izzy has 4.
Okay. It's time for the next round. It's What's in the Box.
What's in the box? What's in the box? It's a mystery. What's in the box? And will I get to keep it? No, we own the thing in the box. Nothing more intriguing than a thing in a box. Gosh, I wonder what it could be. I wonder could it be a cock in a box? No, this isn't Game of Thrones, it's Mr. Game Show.
It's What's in the Box.
What's in the box?
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll tell you if you let me. I mean, you've got to guess what's in the box. You get 3 guesses. It's Diane's round, basically. Diane is constructing these boxes.
You can lift it up.
They're both the same size
as
boxes.
Is the thing in my box edible?
Well, you could eat it, but you could sort of eat anything, really, couldn't you?
When I say edible, is it something that I should eat rather than...
No, you shouldn't eat it.
I think you know what he's driving at.
Really? Do you give up?
Any questions? You're just opening the box?
Well...
I think we'd all be greatly relieved if you just did, yeah.
Yeah. Sellotape.
Well, that was going to be...
Come on!
I was going to say that.
Come on, Diane. Again, you get a budget for this.
Is mine alive?
No. It was once.
This is very concerning.
Is it, like... A mouse stuffed with, like, something heavy, like...
Are you basing it on?
Huh?
A mouse stuffed with something... No, of course
glad
it's
you get
not.
There.
I was trying to think of something that was alive and now wasn't, and
no.
Feels heavy.
We need some tense music under this, don't we?
We need to just have a different round, I think, mate.
It's a can of tuna.
Oh, really?
Got a very long shelf life.
Mm. Yeah. Have you just noticed?
Yeah.
Someone's written "Jim loves cock."
On the inside of
the,
on the inside of what I'm now calling what I'm calling my sellotape.
Oh,
I mean,
I'm
must
not
be
making no. It up, am I? Jim loves cock.
I just thought that'd be quite difficult. It's quite a difficult surface to graffiti, isn't it? The inside of a sellotape.
Yeah.
The angles are not. It doesn't lend itself to natural...
Anyone on my team loves sellotape and or cock.
How do you?
Then it's yours.
How do you? I don't understand how you graffiti the inside of a sellotape roll. Do you need like a sort of a pen with a name?
It might have been done by someone called Jim.
What?
I don't know. Just to remind himself when he's wrapping presents. Right. Well, when he's remembering to remind himself that he's, you know, oh, I must wrap a present for Jim. Ah, Jim loves cock. I'll do that.
Right, let's move on to the next round, which is namesakes.
What's your name? Does anyone famous have your name? When you Google yourself, does Google suggest you Google someone else? We'll ask about Steve. If your name is Steve, famous Steve's from history and present day Steve. Notable Steve, but not Steve if your name isn't Steve. Namesakes.
It's namesakes in which we ask the contestants questions about famous people or things that share their name. Who wants to go first? It's Izzy on Izzy and it's Justin on Justin.
I'll go first then.
Yeah, Justin on Justin. Okay. If you Google Justin, who does Google presume you're on about?
Bieber.
Indeed. Bonus question. Justin Bieber hoped which former Amsterdam resident would have been a Belieber?
Anne Frank.
Is the right answer, distressingly. Justin Timberlake got his first break in the all-new Mickey Mouse Club in the early 90s. Can you name any of his fellow Mouseketeers?
Yeah, there was one. Ooh, whisper it louder than I.
I mean, what, I can hear it. She's saying Britney Spears.
That was
which is right.
Is it Britney Spears?
That's right. Yeah. That's one of them. Any more?
Justin Timberlake.
Well, I do think you get a point for that because he's the. He's the one we're talking about.
There was another mascot. Bieber.
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, you're right.
Ryan Gosling.
What's that? I mean, the question is about. The lady become very distressed about. The round is me asking questions to Justin about people called Justin. And your response is that there's too many Justins. We're only on like. We're on like maybe the third question. Oh, yeah. It's going to get worse. Yeah. I mean, feel free to. She's going to be okay.
I'm confused, but I'm okay.
I mean, do you want to get some... Can I help in any way? I mean, do some ear defenders or something for just the next couple of minutes? You're going to get through it. All right. The 2013 animated children's movie Justin and the Knights of Valor, starring Freddie Highmore and Antonio Banderas. Have you seen it?
No, I've not.
Is the right answer. Would you prefer if I did or didn't ask you a question about Justin Lee Collins?
I think I'll speak for the room and say let's not have a question.
Is the right answer. Is the right answer again. Where does Robert the Robot live?
Justin's house.
He does.
Christ.
Is making children's television easier or more difficult than making television for adults?
It's more difficult.
It's wrong. It's actually much easier, of course. Much easier. How many...
How many? In what way?
I don't know. I just assume it's easier.
Fine.
Is that wrong?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, fine. So I guess you get a point then.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many puns are there using the name Justin?
What are two.
They? Is the right answer?
There's Justin Time and Justin referring to penis.
Mm-hmm.
I've had them both in the last 2 days from the shop.
He's absolutely right.
I had okay. One. Yeah, I won't tell you who from.
Izzy on Izzy. Izzy, in the song Isabel, I mean, you're Isabel, but yep. I mean, well, this will be on all variants, Izzy.
Okay.
In the song Isabel, which is the same spelling as your name, yep. I think, by Bjork, mm-hmm. Who is Isabel married to?
Herself.
Very true. Who was Steve? What was Stephen Hawking's mum's name?
Isabel Hawking?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
If I mentioned Isabel Eberhardt, the early 20th century Swiss Algerian explorer, would it ring any bells?
Yes.
Fine. Where is 210 Isabella?
France.
No.
Higher up. Austria?
No, even higher.
Higher. The sky?
Even
China?
Higher.
I'm not very good at USSR. No,
no
Russia.
Is US?
I've got an old map.
Throw it open to the audience if you want some help from your team.
Yeah. What do people think? Oh, it's a star.
It's not a so the star, mate. It's not a star, mate. Oh. Your chancer.
I totally believed you.
He's on the right lines,
yeah.
Though.
Norway.
What? He is in space.
Is it a planet?
Space station.
No. Satellite in the loosest sense, not satellite. No, smaller. No, smaller.
Asteroid.
Yes! So where is it?
Space.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose you're right. We could have saved a lot of time there, couldn't we? Where is Isabel Island?
Australasia.
No. Anyone? The sea. The sea is a... I mean, I'll give you that. Fine, just to save time. Because we're going to go down the same route. It's the Philippines, but it is in the sea. O.J. Simpson says he isn't guilty of murdering his wife, but is he? Legally, I must advise you not to answer that question. At the end of that round.
At the end of that round, Justin has 329 points and Izzy has 329 points.
Whoa! It's time for sound charades.
Sound charades, 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 also known as sound charades, sound charades, sound charades, sound charades, sound charades, sound charades, sound charades.
Okay, in this round, our contestants will enter an isolation booth in which they cannot be seen and perform a sound charade to the audience. And the quicker the audience guesses what that sound charade is, the more points you get. Diane is in control. What's the theme?
There isn't a theme.
There isn't a theme. Thank you, Diane.
Who's up first?
I said you're in control.
Right.
I thought you might...
Izzy's up first.
Izzy's up first. So, and she goes into the specially purpose-built isolation booth. She's not allowed to use words or theme tunes. Are you ready, Izzy?
Yeah.
Your time starts now. Someone giving birth, I've got from the audience. From a man who's presumably never witnessed a birth. Is that right, sir? What's that? A circus accident, is that close, is he?
It's not that unclose.
Not that unclose. Sonic the Hedgehog. I would have someone it sounds further away to me, but I don't know.
Can I do it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone having a fit at a piano, an ice cream van crashing with a toothbrush.
Close, very close.
Someone giving birth at a piano.
Someone giving birth in a piano?
on a piano.
No, that would have been better.
Someone
it was actually someone being squashed by a piano.
What is it?
Yeah.
Someone being squashed by a piano.
Yeah.
I mean, at least, yeah. Well done, audience.
Well,
I know it's pretty impressive. Okay. You going again?
Yeah, do another one. You're good at this.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Have you started?
I can't say anything.
No.
Okay.
Which one did I give you? That wasn't what I was expecting. What were you thinking? Yeah, I was thinking that. Why were you doing it like that?
In my head, I was thinking it had got away from the others. And
what got away from the others?
Oh,
well, it wouldn't make that noise, would it? No.
Wouldn't it?
Just
you square it out.
All right. Well, I'll try again.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Go on.
That's good.
Cat on a seesaw.
Catapult. We've got pigeons. Pigeons again. Hitting a table with a ruler.
Oh, I wish it was that.
No.
Pardon?
Puffy on a trampoline.
Puffy on a trampoline.
No.
No. Is anyone close? Spring?
No, no one's
Spring's
close.
Spring's not on close.
Spring's not on close.
Summer.
Summer?
Summer? So I think that's fine, yeah.
Was it summer?
No, it wasn't summer. It was a stray arrow.
A stray arrow.
I mean, so that is like hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard. It is. So thanks, squash guys. Let's give
Justin, you're up.
Justin.
Good luck, mate. More. Well done, Izzy.
Thanks.
I know.
So Justin is fully encased in our isolation booth, which is not a cheap wicker screen that barely reaches his nipples.
No one will know. Oh, right, okay.
You ready?
Oh. Ghost
Station.
No.
Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion.
The Arctic Tundra.
Arctic Tundra.
Astronaut in a wind tunnel.
Close, apparently. Astronaut in a wind tunnel.
Well, close-ish.
The Void of Space.
Yeah, that was good.
I reckon that's close as we're going to get.
What is it?
Lost in Space. Very good. Last one. I think you'll be really good at this.
You said there was no theme, but so far we've had Squashed by a Piano, Stray Arrow, and Lost in Space.
What have they got in common?
Oh, death. Right, death. What's wrong with you? This is light entertainment. Is the other one death?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Right. Well, you got a theme. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Light entertainment.
Oh.
A man discovering his penis for the first time.
Yeah.
Well, no.
And dying of it.
It was popular in the 1970s.
Drive-by shooting there? We've got a death. In the 1970s.
Are you sure it was popular in the
1970s? Yeah, wasn't it?
No.
What do you mean, no?
I trust Justin on this rather than Diane.
It's not like swinging or fondue.
It's sort of gone out of fashion, hasn't it?
I wouldn't say it was ever. What?
Is it being a bit handsy?
Is it that?
I think it's
no.
It's death. It's a mode
shall
of
I,
death.
Shall I do it again?
Yeah, go on. Give it another go.
Okay.
No. I like it. No.
It's spot on.
Landmines.
The bomb from the
Iron. I would forget the whole 70s thing. That's a very bummer. Is that misleading?
Yeah.
Very misleading.
Is they close with any sort of explosion?
If anything, it's more popular in Dickensian.
It normally leaves your legs, doesn't it?
Does it?
Just your legs.
Your legs are left.
So they're like the opposite of a landmine.
Yes!
Spontaneous combustion.
Spontaneous human combustion.
There we go. Well done.
Wow.
Well done. Very, very heavy, reluctant applause at the end of that round.
Very big in the 70s. Everyone was doing it.
Very big. Spontaneous commotion big in the 70s.
Couldn't move for it.
The first thing people go is at a 70s-themed disco.
You'd have a bit of Pampas grass outside your house. Everyone would know you're into it.
Okay. The next round is a buzzy round. Are your buzzers ready?
Yeah.
You're going to buzz in first when you guess. Whose house has Diane broken into this week?
Right, well, I'm outside a lovely, quiet-looking townhouse with a small front garden. I can't find a way in, so I think I'm going to go around the back and see if I can find a way in that way. Okay. All right, well, I'm around the back and there's a van in the back garden, a sort of tatty old van parked right in the middle of his garden. That's odd. Right, I'm gonna smash the window. Okay, here goes. Oh shit, he's in. Oh shit. Okay. Shit. Okay, well, I'm just gonna describe what I can see through the window, right? Okay, well, There's a desk. There's an old typewriter. Some diaries. A framed picture of Thora Heard. I think that's about all I can see from this vantage point. Oh, hang on. For what it's worth, there appears to be a cracker under the settee. So
it ends quite suddenly.
Justin?
Is it Alan Bennett?
It's Alan Bennett!
Alan Bennett. Nice moves. What are the points?
Justin has 429 points and Izzy has 372.
Yeah. Justin, it is our winner, ladies and gentlemen, Justin Edwards. There you go.
Rest milk storage bags.
You get your milk bags. I mean, are you interested in those milk bags? Have you completed your family? Or
I kind of am. My kids are a bit too old, but then they're. But the. What language is that? The instructor.
That's Japanese.
Is it?
Well, yeah, I don't know. There's Japanese. Lots of U's.
Well, I see, yeah. No, it's Greek.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Looking at it. That's all right. No, that's good. I think the pictures will tell me how to get on with them anyway, so
I mean, you could use them if you were on a country walk and you fancied milking a cow.
I could pop those one around. Yeah, that's very true.
Especially if you've got like a sort of cooler kind of ice box or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's lots of uses. They won't go in the bin.
And that's the end of the show. Thank you for coming. Thank you to our guests, Justin Edwards, Izzy Seti. Thank you, Diane, Alex on sound, Joel Porter, Hasoro Theatre, Davis and TV channel. I've been Mike Morrison. Thank you and good night. Thank you. Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got 6 comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.